BJ and Jamie.
I have a niece that has young children there, probably 8, 9 years old. They've never had a TV.
Some of the stuff when my kid was little, I'm like, I mean, you're thankful when they don't understand. Yeah. And then when they start to understand, you're like, okay. Yeah, very uncomfortable.
We were watching Chicago PD and it was like, that show's really not that violent. But there was this one scene where a guy actually got shot, fell down. And little Debbie was like, what happened to him, Daddy? I was like, oh,
you have Chicago PD on for a 3-year-old?
I didn't think it was going to go to that extreme.
You're a horrible parent.
I didn't think it was going to go to that extreme.
Who turns on Chicago PD with a 3-year-old in their house?
What are you expecting on Chicago PD, jaywalkers?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app, which is a free app for your phone. The podcast later on this morning will be there, too. A lot going on today. Happy Friday, everybody. Woo! Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
I didn't get the text.
What?
I didn't get the text about being late today.
Oh, yeah. Jamie said she overslept.
She just sent it to you?
Yep.
Huh.
I'm guessing
I left out?
I'm guessing she was in a panic and she just saw my name and then just texted.
Well, I'm taking it personal. Personally. I should be on the text,
are you,
too.
Are your feelings hurt?
Overslept, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe a late night last night. Maybe the woo girl thing happened again?
Yeah, woo girls day times two.
A little back-to-back twin spin with the woo girls?
I mean, I wouldn't surprise
all right,
me.
Well, it's Friday. It's Labor Day weekend. Man, oh, man. The RVs on the streets in my neighborhood, people are going to the mountains, man. Got to get up to the mountains to enjoy the 3-day weekend, maybe 4-day if you head out today, right?
Seriously.
I think a lot of people left yesterday.
Oh, yeah. All the RVs packed up and loaded out, and they moved on out yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw.
Well, I saw several still in my neighborhood as of this morning. So maybe they're headed out this morning, but a lot of people are traveling this weekend. So if you're headed up I-70, there's a good chance it's going to be very crowded today. If you're headed out to the airport, I'm hearing 500,000 people will go through the airport this weekend.
Wow.
I didn't realize that Labor Day weekend is such a big airline day. Because, I mean, I get the whole camping and get the last weekend of summer in and, you know, all that. But I didn't realize that so many people travel by air.
Yeah, we went a couple of years ago, and I remember showing up to the airport, and literally the security line was all the way through baggage claim. It was insane.
I think it's going to be the same thing today. A lot of people trying to get out of town. So beware of that. You might want to check on your flight or whatever. I got a great weekend coming up. I really do. Because this weekend, you know, really officially kicks off college football. It started last night. Well, actually, the weekend before. But it really kicks in this weekend. My team is playing, and my wife is out of town.
Oh, wow. Where'd she go?
She's going to Kansas.
Kansas?
Yes. Her, okay. Grandpa Gus, the entire crew, Little Frog, everybody's headed to Kansas for a wedding, I think.
Wow.
It's either a wedding or a funeral. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, those are two completely opposite things right there.
Not really, when you think about it.
Oh,
they have a lot in common.
No.
I'm not really sure. Oh. I'm not really sure if it's a wedding or a funeral, but I know that they're headed out.
Oh, my.
They're flying. You know, and it's like a 4-hour drive if you drive it where they're going.
Yeah.
And I can't really figure it out because they're flying.
They're flying?
Yeah, they're flying. And it's only like a 4 or 5, maybe 5 hour drive, right? But, where we live, it takes an hour to get to the airport. So I'm discussing this with my wife last night. It's like, why aren't you just driving? That way you've got a car there, right? You don't have to rent a car.
Yeah, you don't have to rent a car.
Yeah, nothing major, right? And I guess they just didn't want to drive. Okay, we'll leave it at that. But you take an hour to get to the airport. You got to be there 2 hours early. So now you've got 3 hours invested.
Exactly.
Getting on the plane, getting there. It's going to be another hour, hour and a half or whatever. Then you got to get your rental. You'd already be there.
It takes way longer.
But they won't listen to the king of common sense, man.
And way more money. Like so much more.
I don't know about the money part because, yeah, I don't know. I didn't do the math on that. But time-wise, I think you're better off just to drive and see the beautiful countryside of Kansas.
Well, I don't know about that.
The beautiful mountains, the peaks,
there's
the meadows
nothing out there, man.
Beautiful Kansas. No. All right, we got a big day today. It's Labor Day weekend. Everybody's excited to get out of here today. I'll be honest with you. I drove in this morning thinking to myself, okay, just make it till 10 o'clock. Well, 9:45 to be exact. Just make it to 9:45. Weekend is here. I think everybody feels that way on three-day weekends.
Oh,
right?
Watching the clock for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you're just in. I know our office, don't we get out today?
Yep, closing again at
like
1 o'clock.
Noon, 1 yeah. o'clock, yeah. Something like that. Yeah, they always get that break. That's fine with me. Good for them. So they get out early today. A lot of people are taking today off to get a four-day weekend. We got a lot on the plate today. Bar Bingo, we made that big announcement yesterday. All details coming up here in just a few. We'll get to that. CU plays tonight.
Yep, 6 o'clock kickoff against Georgia Tech.
Yep, woo! And Georgia Tech.
Hey! Yeah, I made it! Yeah! Woohoo!
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm trying to tone it down just a little bit here in the studio, Jamie, because
what?
I know this is kind of a sad weekend for you.
Oh, yeah, because my kid leaves. But the good news is like just 2 weeks after that, it's parents' weekend.
Oh, good.
So
that's a saving grace,
yeah,
right?
Right, yeah, for sure.
Well, I didn't want to come across, it's just so celebratory here in the studio when you're in the dumps.
Yeah.
Because I've got this new thing about me that I'm trying to be more compassionate.
Oh.
More caring.
Oh, when did that happen?
Well, about during Katy Perry singing the fireworks song just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah, dawned on me that I need to be more caring.
Right.
And more, in tune with people and their feelings.
That's good that you just decided that.
I'm not sure how you do that.
Well,
I've never really done it.
Right.
So it's all new territory for me. So if I slip up this morning and seem too excited, let me know.
Well, I will say because, you know, Schmidl's dog passed away. I didn't feel like the text that you sent was like very compassionate.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. I don't want to. I certainly don't want to come across.
No. It wasn't me. It was just kind of like you just said sorry. Something like that, you know.
Let's see here.
I'm really sorry, man. You know.
Yeah, she's in a better place.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I think that's what I said. She's in a better place.
I don't know.
Not meaning that your basement's not cool.
Right, right.
I didn't mean that.
Right, but
is that the way it came across?
Kind of like. Oh. Yeah.
I can't even find my text.
It's okay.
Okay.
I got it for you.
Yeah.
Well, so sorry to hear. She's better off. See you next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Absolutely nothing. I'm just kidding.
Oh! You had me on the edge.
I actually thought it was good.
I thought maybe sent something because sometimes I don't remember what I said.
Yeah, no.
And I thought I said something like, hey, get a pop.
No.
You know, go get a pop today.
No.
You
know? At least your hands won't stink anymore. No. Oh. That's what my niece said when their dog died.
Oh.
At least your hands won't stink anymore.
We got the text yesterday afternoon on a serious note. Schmidl's beloved Lucy, his dog, passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they had to put her down or if she just passed away. I don't know. I don't think it really matters. But so he's really sad. He's staying
really
home for
sad.
A couple of days.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that's, you know, that dog was a lot to him.
That
meant a lot to
him.
Oh,
for sure.
I mean, that was his world, right?
Yeah. So
we feel for him this morning.
Yeah. We do.
And I've been through it. You've been through it. Yeah. We've all been through it. It's tough.
It is tough. No matter what people say, it is. I mean, even if it's just a dog or just a cat or just a whatever, it is.
It is very tough.
Yeah.
Now, I know I've asked you this probably, I don't know, a gazillion times this week. Big plans this weekend with Ralphie since he's leaving on Tuesday back to California?
We're going to like have the whole weekend. And he's like, Mom, I promise I'm not going to do anything else. I'll just hang out with you the whole weekend.
All right.
That's what he said.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
But he can't wait to get
the
hell
out
of here.
No, I already know that.
Oh, you know that.
I already know that.
Okay, I don't want to offend you in any way.
No, you don't. No, I get it. I was thinking about, you know, he's been here the whole summer.
Yes, he's over it. He's over it. He's ready to go back to California. He's got this whole week of adventure planned with he and his girlfriend. He can't wait to fire that car up and get out of here.
Oh, for sure. So, and the other thing is he hasn't been in the new house. So there are 10 roommates in this gigantic house. house that they're renting.
Oh, that's right.
And it has an indoor swimming pool.
Woo. He's not been in it?
No.
Oh, I thought they spent the last month in it.
No. He just got his bedroom ready. That's
so
all.
They moved in, but he's not got to really live
Only
in it.
Only two guys have been there. For the whole, we've been paying the whole summer. I've paid the rent. It's $1,500. No, it's like, what is it? $2,300 for June, July, and August. And he hasn't even stayed there.
If you saw a video, I'm talking to you listening to the show. If you've seen a video or if you had seen a video of this place, you would have thought Ralphie won the friggin' lottery, man.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, this place is a palace.
Maybe it's not $2,300. Maybe.
It's
maybe,
big.
Maybe that's what I had to pay for 2 months. I don't remember. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, he's excited to get back. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
This is his second year, right?
It is. He's sophomore year. But it's so funny because there's two guys that stayed back in California, and they've just been sending videos, and then their moms have gone to visit them, so they've been it. So that it's just, he's like, oh, I can't wait to get there.
Yeah. He's got the FOMO right now.
Yeah, he does. One of the kids lost his internship. Something happened, and the doctor, he's going to be an ophthalmologist, and the doctor that he was interning for, or whatever, retired, so he lost his internship, and now he's working at an ice cream shop.
Oh. Wow, talk about two different dynamics right there.
That's like
going from an optometrist and working as an intern for that guy to an ice cream shop.
Say, hey, you want vanilla?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we were talking about earlier this week. How these guys went from playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
NFL. Exactly. In the last few weeks. I mean, got the helmet, got the uniform, and today they're over at Big O Tire.
Yep. That's exactly what it's
checking
like.
Checking the pressure in your tires when you pull up. Yeah.
I know.
It sucks.
I know.
He lost his internship.
Yeah. The guy retired.
Did he do something?
The guy retired.
Oh, he retired.
Yeah. The doctor retired.
and that cancels him?
Yeah. Because
that doesn't seem fair.
I know.
Yeah, you would think that doctor would pass him along to somebody else.
Exactly.
Wow, that schmuck.
Cutthroat, man.
I know. And so he's just been working at ice cream shop for July and August.
I'd love to work at an ice cream shop.
I
Did
know.
You work in ice cream?
Me? No.
Did you sling some ice cream at one time?
No. I've never done food.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
I thought somebody on this show did.
I sold Clinique.
Maybe it was the old producer, Sean.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe
I don't know.
He slung some ice cream. I don't know.
I'd eat it.
All right, we have to take a break.
Okay.
We have to take a break. Bar Bingo, we are all set up and ready to go, man. We're going to do it on September 12th. We'll be downtown Tom's Watch Bar. I hear that place is phenomenal.
So cool.
Yeah, and it's going to be exciting, man. And it's free. Registration starts Tuesday, 9 a.m. Okay? Just mark that down.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey Carson, will you see? It says that Shiloh Sanders breaks his silence after being waived by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't know what he said.
I saw it.
What did he say?
He said that he's very talented. He's got a lot of different talents, which means he could go in a lot of different directions, I guess.
That's kind of what his dad said, too.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So I think they're, you know, they've got their story straight.
Yep, they do. So
between the two of them.
I finished up America's Team, finally.
Yeah.
It took me a long time. But anyway, it's on Netflix. It's called America's Team, and our boss even started it, and he loves it, too. It's so good. It's about the early years of the Dallas Cowboys, and why you guys will love it is because it has so much Deion Sanders in it, and you really get to know who he is, you know, in this series. So if you're a Deion Sanders fan, you'll want to see this. Again, it's called America's Team, and it is on Netflix, and there's like 8 episodes, and it takes forever. Anyway, but it really gets you to know who Deion Sanders is. Amazing football player, just amazing. All right, let's get to some other stuff. First of all, did you guys see that... poor Travis Kelce was named the second most annoying football player in the NFL.
I'm annoyed this morning with that guy.
Why?
I'm trying to watch football last night. It's college football. I can't even watch a game. And then, boom, right there on the screen, Travis and that little
Taylor.
Right there.
Yeah, but
it was the game last night.
It was his school. And they were playing at Arrowhead, so I mean...
You're missing the point, though. The point is, I can't get away from these two.
Yeah, but he's right. It is his alma mater. He's going to be there.
I know he
played. And they're
going to
show him, and everybody's happy that's there.
Jamie, they're happy.
Exactly. They're like, that's our... Look where he got in life. We're playing right here, and he got there in life.
And they lost, so good. Let me show you.
It was motivation for the players.
Let me give you a sample of what I watched.
Off, Carson?
No, I just I want to show you what I saw maybe 50 million times last night. Okay.
All right.
All right. This is Taylor's hand, and of course it's the
ring finger. Right. Yeah. Oh, she was only drinking with that hand
for the camera.
Oh, really?
Oh. Hi, everybody.
Is she left-handed?
I don't know, but it was that ring finger that was everywhere. It was blinding.
Oh, my God.
She did, though. She had a cocktail.
Yeah.
And every time she would drink, she would turn that hand just a little bit so you could see the ring.
So you could see it?
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if she usually drinks with that hand.
I don't know.
Because that's, come on.
That was the hand, though, because they pointed it out several times last night as we're watching the game.
I mean, I guess... I don't know if
you got to show it off, I guess.
I don't know if I could even drink with my left hand, to be honest.
I know, it does seem kind of weird.
It does, right? Yeah. Anyway, Travis Kelce voted NFL's second most annoying player, and apparently BJ wants to move him up to first. Travis Kelce may have his own personal football fan base in the Swifties, but it says that doesn't mean that tight end is popular across the league. Number one went to Aaron Rodgers. Number two is Travis Kelce, just for things like BJ's talking about, always showing them. And they're saying, like, it's just overkill, basically.
It's overkill.
Yeah.
It's overkill. You're sitting there watching the game last night, and I can understand you do it a couple of times, but, man, every single time out, they would come back to Taylor and her ring finger. And
Was she having a cocktail?
She was.
So she's not pregnant.
No, I guess not. Yeah. Well, she was drinking something. I can't say it was a cocktail. I don't know.
Gotcha. All right. And by the way, they're saying that they're already planning their wedding. Oh,
yeah.
It's going to be a little intimate wedding, supposedly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Small, huh?
Small and intimate.
Yep. Not on TV, huh?
No, not on TV. No. I was talking about Deion Sanders. Man, I'm doing a lot of football talk. But anyway, Deion Sanders and that charcuterie train, the girl he's dating, she actually spoke about it.
She did?
Yep. Here it is, number one.
I saw that you took a liking into football recently. Oh, look at that smile.
If I wasn't having fun, I wouldn't be in it. I'm at a point in my life, like, I know what I want. I've dated a lot. I've done a lot. I did this. I did that. Young, old, da-da-da-da-da-da. And so if I wasn't happy and feeling good in my situation, I'm not wasting my time.
Yes.
I don't have the time for it. I'd rather be at home, namaste, child, in bed at 9 o'clock doing my own thing if I'm not happy, you know? So... I'm in a good place.
I love that.
Yeah.
We're here for it.
Go, girl.
That's right. That's right.
That's his girlfriend. This lady here, she's the one that was by his bedside.
When
he was.
Mm-hmm. And that's why she said, I hear you've taken an interest in football.
Hmm.
You know, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. So she's there for it. We're here for it.
I wonder what it's like, though, that...
Now, I know.
Your boyfriend's wearing Depends.
I know.
That's got to be a little downer, right?
Well.
I mean, that's got to be like, whoo.
Yeah.
Little shot to the shorts.
Well, yeah, that is what happens. Shots to the shorts. And the thing is, he's got to wear it to bed, you know?
I mean, do your girlfriends, when you go out for a Woo Girls night, not you, but when Tran here goes out, does her friends bring that up? Hey, how's your boyfriend going?
Well, I'm sure they ask, like, her really close friends. I'm sure they're like, so how does that work? So he just sleeps in, like, jammies or, like, because, you know, he's got to wear underwear with it in there.
Do you have to change him?
Okay, he's not like that. He does himself.
Well, it could be. Could be at some point.
No.
You don't know.
I know that part.
It was just a comment.
He's a football coach. He's,
I know.
I feel like he can pull him up and pull him down himself.
He's more than capable.
Well, I feel like that maybe one day. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's a good question.
Yeah. I wonder if the girls bring it up.
I don't know how that works. I don't know. All right, anyway. Speaking of Deion Sanders, he talks about the unique second quarter TV timeout tradition and all the smell of weed in the stadium in Colorado.
Anything about Folsom, about this stadium that surprised you, that you didn't expect?
Yeah, the smell of weed in the second quarter. I mean, it surprised the heck out of me. Like, every game, I'm like, dang. Like, it seems like it's like a light-up quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, so is this the quarter that y'all chose? Like, I'm serious. It's a TV timeout. It never fails. And I'm like, wow, what's going on? Because, you know, I've never been high a day of my life. So that's kind of new to me.
That's a bolder essential, I guess.
Yeah, truly.
Got to be proud. Oh, that's a proud thing.
Oh, my
Second
God.
Second quarter weed.
Yeah. If you sent your kids to see you, you're like, oh, dear God.
Yeah, line it up.
Right? Man, that's crazy. I'm really sad about this. I love this actress. Her name is Heidi Gardner, and she's one of the people that was kicked to the curb from Saturday Night Live. The only way I can explain her is she has short blonde hair. Well, kind of mid-long hair, blonde hair. And she always smiles kind of like a Muppet. But she's in all the scenes, all the skits. And she's been on for 8 years. And they kicked her to the curb. And she's so good.
Yeah, she's very versatile on the show.
Is.
She can
so
do
good.
Anything.
Yeah, I don't
and
get
And for
it.
Her to be let go, yeah. That tells me there's a whole group going to be let go.
She makes about $2.5 million per season. And now it's gone. Yeah.
That's a big paycheck.
I know, right? The news of the 42-year-old comedian exit comes shortly after it was revealed that the cast members Michael Longfellow, Emil Walkman, and Devon Walker would not be returning for season 51 on NBC. She's so good. I'm so bummed about her.
Yeah, it's shocking.
I wonder if they're out searching for new talent
or
they've already got people in the can ready to go.
They have to because it's coming up soon.
It's a month away.
Yeah.
It's October, right?
Yeah. So that's crazy. And then finally, Amazon is being sued because it calls some digital movie rentals on Prime Video purchases. Okay, so you go to Prime and you purchase a video, right? You think that you own that movie. Well, in fact, you're renting it. So they're being sued for false, representation.
That happened to me.
Did it? Mm-hmm. You thought you owned the movie?
We bought it from Amazon. Bought it on Amazon through the TV, obviously. We bought it, and now it doesn't exist on our TV anymore.
Well, you'll be part of the class action lawsuit.
And they're trying to rent back to me after I bought it.
You didn't buy it.
Well, it was Sonic. Sonic Hedgehog?
Yeah.
And it's nowhere
solid
to be found
movie,
now.
By the way.
Oh.
It's a solid
Little
movie.
Debbie loves it, too.
That's a great movie, man.
Not the second one. The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
no, this is the second one.
Oh.
Yeah.
The first one's better?
Yeah.
I don't know about the first
better.
One. I'm just saying the second one. Frog and I watched that one. It's really good. But we don't own it anymore.
Well, you are not alone because it has confused all customers. People renting these movies don't actually own them permanently, but the labeling makes it seem like they do. The lawsuit claims it is misleading and breaks consumer protection laws. Amazon has not commented yet, but I'm sure you'll be part of a class action lawsuit and you'll get $2.85.
Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez, you greedy little sons of a...
How many planes did... What did he buy? Like his sixth airplane or something? Oh, my God.
His sixth jet.
Sixth jet. All right,
On my money.
I'm done. There you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's Friday.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday. Labor Day weekend. Woo!
So happy about that.
Yeah, and this is that part of the year where we have Labor Day, Memorial Day, and all these 4th of July, where I start to get that FOMO over the RVs in the neighborhood.
Yeah, phases that you go through.
Yeah, I go through these phases, and JB knows me. I go through these phases where I wish I was an RVer.
Yeah,
headed to the mountains. You know, going to camp out, live off the wild. Maybe shoot me a deer.
I think you should. Well, I guess your family's out of town or whatever. But October. Fest in Vail is this weekend, and it is so much fun to go up there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's just, I know it's, not October, but they have it now, and it's Oktoberfest, and it is, wall to wall people.
They
but
have it now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. In Vail?
Yep, in Vail. Yeah.
A little early.
Well, they do it like that every year.
Well, I know they've done it in September. I know September is a big month for Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
But August?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I can pretend it's October.
I know.
With the best.
But it's so much fun. It's crazy.
I was telling Carson earlier, I'll bet you there's 10, 12 RVs in my neighborhood, all set to go either today or tomorrow. Something like that.
Wait, is it wrong? Am I wrong? They told me it was Oktoberfest. When do you see it as? Oh, no.
I don't think it's this early.
So, September 12th through the 14th.
No, it says Lion's Head Village is September 5th through 7th.
Oh, so they got two different ones?
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
So so they went up now. Okay, that makes sense. So they have a condo up there, so they're going up now, and I guess they're staying for Oktoberfest.
Yeah, because it's next week.
I started to say, it's a little early for Oktoberfest.
So it's next week. Yeah.
I mean, we're still in August.
Yeah, we are in August.
Pushing it, man.
Well, then don't go up there this weekend. Just wait.
But
They literally told me, they're like, yeah, we're going up for Oktoberfest. I'm like, really? Oh my God, I love it. I said, maybe we'll go up there and join you. And they're like, yeah, you should. Well, then that's a big lie. They left yesterday.
Yeah, they met next week.
You got to stay 2 weeks.
Well, I know, but that's what happens when those rich people have a condo up there.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I guess you start celebrating everything early. Yeah. I saw some report yesterday saying it's only 16 weeks. Only 16 weeks till Christmas.
Oh, my God.
What? Are we jumping the gun just now, a bit?
Carson, are you going to the hot air balloon thing?
Yeah, the Colorado Springs liftoff.
Yeah, that thing looks so
fun. It was sweet. And we go in the evening, so that way they're glowing. They light them up, and they don't necessarily leave the ground, but you just see them all inflated all around you. It's really cool.
It says evening balloon glows are set for Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. It's a big deal with all, I mean, like people bring their hot air balloons from all over.
Oh, it's crazy. There's so many.
There's like different shape ones, you know, like a pig's head and all that stuff.
We went to one last year.
You did?
It was big. Yeah. Big.
Where?
I forgot where. I think if I'm not mistaken, I don't know where it was at. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I just remember going to it, and it is fascinating.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, so many hot air balloons, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can't even count them all.
I know.
There's like a Humpty Dumpty one, which is really cool.
I don't know. I know that you went on a hot air balloon. I've been on one a few times, too. Those landings, I don't know about those landings, man. They hit so hard.
We spilled into the street.
I know. Yeah. Then you just drag.
We did.
Yeah, I know.
We did. I'm like, oh, I'm not doing this again. I mean, it looks cool.
Yeah.
And it is cool once you get up there. But it's just something about being up in them, and you're just controlled by the wind.
Right?
It's just and like whichever the way the wind blows is where you go.
And you're pretty sure that your hair is going to burn off.
Yeah.
Yeah, underneath that torch.
With a...
Yeah, exactly.
Get that thing?
Yep.
All right, it's a furlough day in Denver. Okay, what's a furlough day? That's a day where the city tells you to go home and do not even think about doing anything related to work because we're not going to pay you today. And that's what it is in Denver today. 9,000 people.
Have a furlough day?
Furlough day.
Huh.
Go home, sit home, do nothing.
Denver's about to shut down most city offices for a four-day weekend, although you're not going to find the employees celebrating because tomorrow's the first of two citywide furlough days. Most city agencies will be closed through Labor Day holidays, and it means that county courts, DMV offices, libraries, and rec centers will be shut down. 311, the city's non-emergency line, is also going to be unavailable. Police, sheriff, and fire, they'll keep working. About 9,000 city employees will have furlough days over the next few months.
So they say that even if you're an employee, and if you answer one email today, they have to pay you.
Oh, really?
So they've warned you. Do not even go into your emails.
Answer one email. Answer one.
And then sue them if they don't pay you.
Exactly.
That'll teach them, right?
I mean, at least they're doing it on a Friday of a long weekend. I wouldn't be so mad about missing a payment, you know, on a Friday of a long weekend.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, at least it's not like Wednesday.
People aren't happy with it, though.
Well, I'm sure they're not.
The city, because, I mean, it is a day of pay that you want.
Well, and it's a pain in the butt for everybody else if DMV is closed and stuff and you need to get something redone.
And you and I know better than anybody that when it's a Friday before a three-day weekend, and you're not going to get paid for that Friday, okay? But you want to do that Friday because on that Friday, you always half-ass it.
It's not even a work day. Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Think about all the people around here today. They're not going to do crap.
No one's coming in.
Nobody's doing anything today. Today's a perfect day to go in and get paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but I think the office is closing early today, too.
So. Of course.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So. 1 o'clock.
I get that maybe this isn't so great after all.
So you want to work today. Today's the day, baby.
That is true.
You get paid for it, too.
Right.
All right. Bar bingo. We're going to do a bar bingo on September 12th. The registration starts Tuesday when we get back from the big holiday weekend, 9 a.m. on Tuesday to sign up. We have a lot of prizes.
And it's totally free, too. It's going to be downtown on a Friday. We were just talking about Fridays. So this is a perfect night for Bar Bingo on Friday night.
Yeah, it's going to be out of control.
Yep.
I think we checked yesterday. I think it holds like 600 to 800 people.
Something like that.
A lot of people down there. So we'll see you there. Remember, registration Tuesday, 9 a.m. at Alice1059.com.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. We are there live right now. And you'll get the podcast after 10 o'clock. I'm feeling good about the Powerball this weekend.
Oh, you are solid?
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
If you haven't heard, yesterday we had a little snafu when it came to the Powerball because we have an office pool, right?
Right.
Jamie's already in for $40 to me. And we've lost. Obviously, we can't seem to win crap. But at some point, somebody's got to win. And it could be us. So things have kind of changed around here. See, Powerball Pete has been in charge. And Powerball Pete, he's a good guy, does a lot of work for us, but I feel like he's bad luck.
Well, he doesn't seem to buy the lottery tickets at the right place because you bought like 3 tickets and you won money.
Right.
He bought $150 worth of tickets and he won $6.
So we found out yesterday Powerball Pete's going to be out of town this weekend, can't participate. And so somebody else has to pick up the slack. Well, there's a guy named Victor that works here at the radio station, and he has picked up the torch and ran with it, okay? And the great thing about Victor is he's a street guy, okay? He's going to be in the hood, man. He's going to be out there buying tickets in liquor stores, you know, speakeasies.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
some of
right.
the really, you know, up on Colfax. Well, I mean, well, some of the good places that...
Be careful here. You always do this to employees, and then we get in trouble, and it's not very fun.
You know, I feel like Powerball Pete, like, bought his tickets at Panera Bread or something, you know?
I know. Right?
Maybe over at Baskin Robbins, he can get himself a, you know, banana split and a few tickets.
Yeah.
But this guy, I feel good about it. I think we're going to be lucky with him.
You know, I didn't know this. I was just reading this little thing about the lottery or whatever. It's $950 million.
Yeah.
But you can add on the double play feature for $1 to enter your ticket into a second drawing for a shot at $10 million.
You don't play often, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. And so well, here's my thought. So has Powerball Pete been adding a dollar to all that and then entering himself personally for $10 million that you know of?
That I know of, no. We're not paying for it.
Oh, I know, but he's doing it on our dime.
He absolutely is.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, I know. So
I would.
Exactly.
I mean, I would if I were in his shoes. You're doing all the work.
He's adding a dollar to each one of those lines that he buys and then for the $10 million, right? Yeah. He might be going out of town because one of those hit $10
million. Yeah, it could
be. He might be a millionaire.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know.
So
we have no clue on it.
Yeah.
But $950 million.
I know. Six numbers seem so easy to pick, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does seem that way. All right, get your tickets. The drawing is tomorrow night.
Right.
Colorado Lottery. You know where to get your tickets. Jack Pocket, wherever you want to go. It doesn't matter. Just get your tickets and be prepared, man. But I think we're going to be more lucky. Well, we can't be less.
Well, right.
I mean, we've been winning like $6 here, $12 here, each drawing. And we're buying 100 tickets.
But Victor's going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Victor
means victory.
Ooh, that's good.
I got a good feeling. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Yeah, I thought that up
Did
on
you
my own.
Boys?
Yeah.
Did you just call me like boys? Like I'm one of the boys? Thanks, boys. Well, you're
welcome, sir.
$950 million. Powerball.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This is great.
What?
You know, Bar Bingo is coming up on the 12th.
Yeah.
We have a lot of prizes to
By
give
the
away.
Way, presented by Romantics, too.
Okay. And we have a lot of prizes to give away. We have Benson Boone, I think it is. Is that right?
Yeah, the flyaway to Salt Lake City, where he's from, so he'll give it his all. So
Holy
that's awesome.
Moly.
Yeah.
That's so cool, right?
It is, right?
All right, so all these prizes. Well, you know me. You know me, folks. I want bags. BJ and Jamie tote bags. And I've put the word out around here that would be huge for Bar Bingo.
Yep,
people
sure
love
have.
The bags.
And you just like say it over and over until like, I swear to God, Kibasa Ben Mike in his head, he punches you in his head.
I know. That's why I've decided I've got to go around him. I got to do this on my own.
Oh, okay.
So what I did yesterday is I reached out big. Okay. I went to the vice president of Fun and Games. Here at Odyssey. And I said, Tricky Vicky.
Yep.
I said, Tricky Vicky, can you help me on this? And she said, sure, I'll talk to you on the air. So here's Tricky Vicky.
Hi, Tricky Vicky.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. And by the way, you're doing a tremendous job here at the radio station.
Oh, thank you, BJ.
Yeah, things have really changed since you've been here. I don't know how, but they have. I know the office back there looks a lot better.
Yeah,
I know that.
Nice.
All right, Tricky Vicky, all right, you know me. I don't like to be pushy, okay? But here we go, okay? Are we going to have bags for Bar Bingo?
We sure are. Just you wait.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm counting on you, girl. Now, I'm counting on
okay, we don't mean like brown paper bags because, I mean, here's the thing.
Oh, you're right.
She can bring any kind of bag.
You're right. Back up. Vicky, don't be trying to pull the wool over my eyes. I've been doing this a long time, okay? Don't be trying to be a shyster on me.
Yeah.
I want BJ and Jamie bags. And I want BJ and Jamie on both sides of the bag.
All right.
I want to really pull some punches here. I mean, after all, it's a bar bingo. It's BJ and Jamie. And we should be represented there, both sides.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to happen. Right?
I agree. Yep, I agree. It's going to happen. I promise.
Man, I love this woman.
Oh, you're promising now.
She is unable. So we're very close to it.
Wait, so you've ordered them?
I've ordered them. They're on the way. They could be brown paper bags, but...
No, Vicky, no, see, please listen to me. Don't listen to Jamie.
See,
you know,
she's going to use a Sharpie.
She likes to sidetrack. Yeah. I'm very serious.
No, she hasn't ordered anything.
The public is begging.
Listen to me. She's kidding. She has not ordered anything.
But Vicky, can we order?
You don't know.
Can we order? Can you get with management? Because I really believe, when I talk to management, they run for me, okay? But I know you'll take care of this. So try your best to make sure we have these bags for the big bar bingo. By the way, this might be your first bar bingo, isn't it?
Not my first, but my first.
Running
as a director.
Vice president, that is. Okay.
Right, yeah.
All right, so I'll let you go. But no, that really counting on you.
Okay, now, Vicky, let's just be really honest. Have there been bags ordered? Be honest.
Maybe. You never know. It's a surprise for even you guys.
Maybe you never know. Is it the right word?
You talk like a vice president.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You never know.
She talks like management,
yeah,
doesn't
right?
she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then after she hangs up, it's just back to her regular old day.
Maybe.
All right. Well, make sure that we get the order in and be ready to go. I feel confident about it. All my faith is in you, Vicky.
All right. I'll take it.
Both sides. BJ, Jamie, both sides.
It's never going to happen.
Both sides.
Slacker would throw a fit.
You know what? Slacker needs to get his own damn bag. Okay? Not worried about Slacker. Right, Vicky?
No, go BJ and Jamie.
Oh, all right. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, man.
She's a yes man. She's just a yes man.
Oh, she's a perfect vice president. I mean, she is a management material. That girl's going to go places. She'll own this place one day.
Yep.
All right. Bye, Vicky.
Bye, Vicky.
You're doing a tremendous job.
Guys.
All right. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
So. I don't know why I sounded like RuPaul there at the end, didn't I? You're doing a tremendous job.
What is going on over there?
All right. Barbie go on the 12th. We're going to have bags, man. Yeah, we're going to have bags. We're going to have dozens upon hundreds to give away.
I feel like that was some wish and some wash. I'm not even sure what happened there.
Carson, what do you think? I feel good about it, don't you?
No.
Me either.
At all.
Me either.
What?
And I think you just bothering her is not going to help either.
I know.
All right. See if she's available Tuesday. Let's see if there's an update over the holiday weekend, okay? Can you make sure she's available for me to talk to on Tuesday? I want to make sure I get my point across. I'm not sure I did. I just want to make sure, okay?
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, it is Friday. It's the weekend. We're very excited. Man, between this and going to win $950 million, it's going to be a great weekend.
And bags. Yeah. And bags for bar bingo. I mean, it's going to be a great, great week.
God. You know what you remind me of with that?
What?
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Fatiguing.
Very, very fatiguing.
Yeah. I tried to watch football last night. I got so upset.
That's how I feel when you talk about the bags. Fatiguing. Very, very fatiguing. So fatiguing. Exhausting. Like.
People love the bags. They love the bags. I'm just trying to do what the people want, man.
Did you see what I posted yesterday?
What's that?
My God. So I went out to the cabin yesterday, right? And I stop in this little town called Sedalia. It's a little bitty town, right? And it's where Bud's Bar is on one side. And there's a gas station called the Country Store on the other side. And they only have two pumps, right?
Yep.
And so on the other side of the pumps, there's two guys there, whatever. And I'm pulling in and a Tesla's pulling in front of me. And I kind of laugh like, oh, right. Okay. Like you need gas, right? But they stop. And these two people, and it reminded me of Christmas Vacation because they were dressed like those next door neighbors. Like they were perfectly looking people, just gorgeous people. He gets out, she gets out, and they go into the store to get snacks.
That's wrong.
That
is so rude.
It is so
Why would you do that? I mean, you're driving a Tesla. Exactly. You know you don't need the fuel, but you want to torture fuel people?
Oh, my God.
It's intentional. It has to be. Because what moron thinks like that?
I don't know. Because I was like, oh, they're going to pull through and just pull up and park, right? Nope, yeah. They put it in park right in front of the gas. I mean, and it blocked both of them.
Yeah, you know they said to themselves, watch this.
Yeah.
Watch what I'm about to do. Watch this.
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
And I have this gigantic Jeep, and I'm just and I had to put it in park. I even turned off the engine. They took so long.
No kidding.
I don't know if she had to poop or what.
I'm not going to lie. When I'm driving Bree's car, it's all electric. I park at the pump.
Why?
And go in.
That's an a-hole move, dude.
That is why.
Well, I don't do it when it's all full. I typically do it when there's a lot of pumps available. But I do it because then no one can hit my car.
Oh, my God.
I'd hit it intentionally.
I almost rammed that.
Yeah. That makes people want to hit your car.
Exactly. God.
I've totally done it. And sometimes you got to clean off the windshield with little squeegees. So.
Oh, man. People like you, entitled.
It is rude.
Entitled.
I'm with you. Yeah. It's rude. It's rude even for people to pull in and block a gas pump, even if you're not getting gas. Even if you're driving a gas vehicle, it's still rude. If you're not getting gas, don't block a pump.
Yeah.
Especially with the very busy places.
And especially a tiny, tiny country store.
Yeah, it's the only place. Yeah. It's the only place to get fuel.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, Jamie, I guarantee you, because nobody does it not knowing what you're doing. You'd be a real dubby to do that, okay? Because you know you're highfalutin, you're driving your electric car, and you're blocking it.
And I can see him look at me in the rearview mirror, right? And I go, effing idiot. And then I realize idiot is really hard to read your lips. Look.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you're saying.
You don't know what I'm saying. I was like, I should have picked a different word because you can't tell what that word
bastard.
Is.
Go with bastard.
Oh.
See? Read my lips.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
See?
But look what, and with all this Botox in my neck, because I had Botox in my neck. I can't really do idiot. Right? Yeah,
when you do that,
see how it pulls.
Yeah, see how it pulls.
Idiot.
Yeah, and when you do idiot, it almost looks like I love your Tesla.
because I never realized how
it's a bad message. You're saying
they put Botox in my neck, and I didn't realize it. I can't pull up and go idiot.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, that was my day in the life of Jamie. Ugh. I mean, worse things can happen, but God, it really ticked me off. All right, Khloe and Kim Kardashian have started a new rage crossing the nation, and that is they're going to Mexico to get stem cell therapy. Aaron Rodgers does that as well. So it's a whole new rage. I kind of want to go and do it too, but I don't want to go to Mexico because it scares me. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers has been doing it for a while. Here's the thing. It says, Khloe's sister Kim Kardashian shared that she had also sought the treatment, noting how it helped her deal with her own chronic back pain. She said, I experienced relief right away and the unbearable pain is finally gone. She raved about this on her Instagram post. And she says, we should get stem cell therapy in the United States. Now, you can draw, from what I understand, you can draw stem cells. Like I have my son's stem cells from my umbilical cord and they're somewhere on ice in California.
Yeah.
So you pay to keep them on ice in case anything weird happens and he needs them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can draw some stem cells, but you just can't transfer them or something. It's really weird.
I know nothing about it.
Let's see here. It's the Muse cell treatment, which has not yet been approved in the United States. Let's see here. Khloe said, my dream is that one day treatments like this will be accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere. I know what a privilege this treatment is, and I feel so incredibly blessed, blah, blah, blah. Stem cells are cells which are able to self-renew and create specialized cells and are currently used to treat blood cancer and other blood disorders, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Research into whether stem cells can treat or even cure other diseases remains ongoing.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I think the treatment's limited. So, but you can go to Mexico and have it done. And like I said, Aaron Rodgers does it too.
I don't think I'm going to Mexico to do it.
Well, that's what I said. I'd go anywhere but Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mexico seems a little scary. I mean, just to travel in general right now. It doesn't seem very safe. But anyway, they both got it. First of all, I didn't know that Kim Kardashian had chronic back pain, and for it to just get rid of it, that's pretty amazing. And I think they do it in Canada, because isn't that what that girl, John Mellencamp's daughter, didn't she have that done? No, that was immunotherapy.
I don't know.
She had immunotherapy. All right, anyway, Denver Union Station was voted the 8th most beautiful train station by National Geographic.
It is beautiful.
It is. Boy, I just got dizzy because I just turned on that heat.
Yeah. It's a little strong. It's a little strong. What'd you put it up to, 110?
Oh, my God.
It's cranking in here.
Sorry about that.
Makes it hard to breathe.
You got sweating?
Oh
yeah.
Oh, my God. I just got dizzy because I think it's got a chemical in it or something. We've never had the heat on this year.
It's our ductwork.
I know.
They're dirty ducks. Woo! We have dirty ducks.
We did. And do you smell that smell?
I do.
God,
it always smells like it's burning in there.
It does. It's awful. Oh, my God. Deion Sanders. I don't know if this was good or bad, or if the people at CU are going to be upset with him. But he talked about Colorado and Folsom Field. Here's what he said about Folsom Field.
What do you think about Folsom, about this stadium that surprised you, that you didn't expect?
Yeah, the smell of weed in the second quarter surprised the heck out of me. Like, every game, I'm like, dang, like, it seems like it's like a light-up quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, so is this the quarter that y'all chose? Like, I'm serious, it's a TV timeout. It never fails, and I'm like, wow, what's going on? Because, you know, I've never been high a day in my life, so that's kind of new to me.
That's a bolder essential, I guess.
Yeah, truly.
So he says it smells like weed. I haven't been to a CU game in a long time, so I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure he's telling the truth. You know who I feel sorry for, though, is CSU.
Oh.
You know, CU plays this weekend. Everybody's talking about Deion Sanders, prime time, all the boys, Shador, Shiloh. Nobody ever mentions the Rams. Nobody ever mentions them. I'd like to do a shout-out to the Colorado State University Rams.
Go Rams!
They are playing this weekend. They will be playing tomorrow night, I think 9 o'clock. They're in Washington, probably going to get their butts kicked. But nevertheless, a little shout-out to them.
Who are they playing?
Washington.
Oh, Washington.
I just said, yeah. Washington.
I was just looking at what he is pulled up.
They're playing Washington at Washington.
Oh, okay.
And so I think they're supposed to lose by about 20.
Oh.
But the Buffs are supposed to lose tonight, too, to Georgia Tech. They play at 6 tonight. Maybe they win, though.
Okay. All right.
Well, tight game.
Go Rams.
Go Rams. Go Rammies.
Yay. Maybe it's because they're not here, so that's why.
What do you mean not here?
Didn't you say they're playing at Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still the first game of the season.
I know, I agree, but it's not like the home opener.
Yeah. No, it's not that, Jamie. Yeah. It's a bias.
Yeah.
There's a biasness in this town against CSU because of prime time in the family. Now, I like prime time, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I think the CSU people deserve a little bit of credit, too. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Did you guys see Taylor Swift at the speaking of football at the game last night?
Yep.
Are you doing that on purpose?
I know.
Are you doing that on purpose? Because you know I have complained about this all morning long. I tried to watch a football game last night, and not my wildest imagination, even though I should have put the pieces together, I did not think that I was going to have to sit there and watch her flaunt that damn ring over and over again on TV. But yes, it did. Right there. They're at Arrowhead Stadium. Nebraska, go Big Red. Nebraska playing Cincinnati, his old alma mater, whatever it is.
Will you look up and see if Taylor Swift is left-handed? Because if she's right-handed, then she was intentionally drinking with her left hand.
I said that. You can tell.
I mean, but if she's left-handed,
Jamie,
then
she kept missing her lips. she kept hitting herself in the side of the face with her glass.
She's right-handed.
It was just intentional.
She's right-handed.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys, as right-handed people, reach out for your cup. What do you grab?
Yeah.
You grab it with your right hand, correct? Correct.
Yes.
She was drinking with her left hand all night.
Yes, every time the camera hit her.
That is so lame.
I watched it.
Wait, let me see if I can even drink with my left hand. Hold on. It's weird.
It's weird. Yeah, it's a weird feeling.
It's weird. It's possible.
But I'm not. Look at my arm.
But it's not natural.
Well, no, because this one, I can just
Was she holding Travis's hand, though? Because she was sitting on the left side.
What does it
so matter? If her right hand's holding his hand,
no, you
then
would
she's got to drink with her left hand.
If you're right-handed, you would take your hand off that person's hand
and you'd
to drink.
Still drink.
You would still drink right-handed. Yeah. You wouldn't go with the left hand. People, it's like me. I'm left-handed, okay? I never reach for a cup, a spoon, fork with my right hand.
Because you're
never.
Left-handed. Yeah.
Because I'm left-handed.
Yeah. And by the way, I did see though once, this is just a side note, the only way you can build like brain cells, or according to this Sanjay Gujay or whatever his name is on CNN, is that you use your opposite hand.
Yeah. It's very good for your brain. It stimulates it. Yeah.
And he said you can actually build brain cells. Uh-huh. So you use your other hand.
My mom did it. My mom had a stroke. Oh, and yeah. Had to go to her left. She's right-handed. And she did it. It took a few months, but very good at it.
Yeah, well, they said to actually do it, I mean, just on a regular basis, just try to think about using your opposite, your non, what do you call it, prominent hand, because it's good for your
brain. I had
to
do it for a year.
For?
I broke my wrist. Oh. I broke my left wrist playing football and had to go to my right hand for a year, and it was miserable.
Yeah, that'd be rough.
How'd you masturbate?
It was tough, Jamie. It was tough. It's almost, you go celibate.
Yeah.
You almost have to.
I mean, because I don't think I could with my left hand.
You almost have to. It's just, it's very serious.
Yeah. Oh. All right, anyway, there you go. Download Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget Bar Bingo coming up in 2 weeks. In fact, it's 2 weeks from tonight, right?
Yeah.
Registration on Tuesday. Here's details.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Labor Day weekend Friday. Man, oh man. Everybody excited for the weekend, getting out of town. Oh, by the way, if you're headed to the airport, they say Pena Boulevard is completely bumper to bumper. A lot of taillights out there. Brake lights, that is. So be careful.
Well, it's a big flying day.
Go early. It's real. Speaking of travel, you got to quit driving dirty. Okay.
I know.
Crackdowns are happening.
I'm so mad about it, but I tried. I got one sticker. So I went to King Soopers.
You haven't tried.
Yeah, I did. Listen, I went to King Soopers and I went to the kiosk, right? And so I got one for the other car and I got the little sticker and then I put in all the information for the Jeep and then it kicked back. It said no emissions on file. And I was like, what?
We all know. Going to King Soopers and going to the kiosk is a crapshoot.
No, it's so easy.
It's a crapshoot, though. You don't know if you need certain paperwork. You don't know if you need emissions.
It's super easy. But except for the emissions part with the stupid Jeep. I just felt like I just had it. But getting the other sticker was a piece of cake.
Yeah, if your paperwork's in line, it's a piece of cake. But I've been three times, and I've never gotten my sticker.
What kind of paperwork do you need?
Well, you need to have your emissions done, so you got to get paperwork to go to the DMV. So if you don't have emissions, if you don't have certain insurance, whatever, then you can't get it. I've been three times to the kiosk and got turned away every time. Every time. So really? It's a crapshoot for me. Huh. Okay. Yeah. But here's the point. The point is, in Adams County, they went out, they being the police, they went out looking for people like you, Jamie.
I heard.
They went out looking for dirty drivers out there, and man, did they make bust.
For 12 hours on Wednesday, officers were out in Adams County in full force.
We just flooded the area, the whole county.
Looking for these expired plates.
It's almost like they're bragging about it,
aren't they?
Right? Yeah, we flooded the area. We are coming after you. It's like cops.
For 12 hours on Wednesday, officers were out in Adams County in full force.
We just flooded the area, the whole county.
Looking for these expired plates, some even years old. In total, across every agency involved, 389 traffic stops were made and 295 tickets issued. Giving tickets, though, not the only discipline handed out.
It does help for us to find those cars that might not have the right tags on them because they might have been doing something that they shouldn't have been doing.
16 vehicles were impounded and 13 arrests were made, ranging from warrant arrest to a DUI, one stop resulting in the seizure of 153 grams of ketamine and 2.27 grams of cocaine. Uncovering those additional crimes is how they help keep the community safe.
What the heck is going on in Adams County?
Crazy.
Jeez.
Who was it? What county set up a roadblock right at Blackhawk? Coming down there.
That would be Jefferson County.
Yeah, and they tagged all those people.
I think what you're going to see is Douglas County, Jefferson County, Denver County, they're all going to come on board. Arapaho.
But the good news is today, two little things. First of all, the kiosk is super easy. All you have to do is have the last 8 digits of your VIN number and your license plate number. There's no paperwork because your VIN number is right on your driver's, on your insurance card. So it's just the last 8 numbers of your VIN number and your plate. So just you'll have to run out and remember that and then come back in. So the kiosk is super easy unless you don't have emissions. And then it'll pop up and it'll say, oh, my God, you need an emissions test. And then the other thing is if you're in Denver and you get pulled over today for expired tags, go, dude, I was going to go, but the DMV is closed.
Oh, they're not buying that, though.
Oh, they're not?
Mm-mm.
How do you know?
The story says that. But, no excuses.
Well,
no excuses.
Today is a good outdated, excuse. It's a furlough day.
Here's
you
the
can't
thing.
Get it fixed today.
The people that are probably being hit the hardest, if you have temporary tags, they say that's a real problem.
Yeah. Oh.
Those people don't realize that that date on that tag is exactly when you expired. It's not 30 days later. It's when you expired is that date on that temporary. And most people don't realize that, and they're getting popped.
I gotcha. Yeah, because that's the date, right?
Yeah.
Like you said.
That's the one. That's the one. So you can't be driving dirty. They're coming after you, man. Bad boy.
And because my tires are so stupid big, I have to go to a special emissions place.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to do that once, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you have to. They list those that you have to go to because it's the same thing for a car that's too low.
Oh, is
it? You know, some of those cars, too.
Because my friend, they go, well, that's why you keep, like, your regular street tires for the big Jeep. I'm like, I'm not going to switch out street tires so I can go to a regular
to get an emissions test.
Here's the thing, Jamie. I had to do this once.
Uh-huh.
And I had to slide a couple of bucks, if you know what I mean.
Not doing that.
To the people that run the place.
Yeah.
It was up on Federal.
Uh-huh.
If you go up there, you slide a couple of 20s their way. Boom, you're out of there. You got your paperwork. Yeah, I'm just saying. If you need some more information, okay. I got it for you.
All right, yeah.
I'll handle this for you.
God.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app, live and the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Anything you missed on the program? They're expecting a full house tonight, Folsom Field. You got CU taking on Georgia Tech.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game.
Rambling wreck of Georgia Tech's in town, so that should be a good game. People are going to have a great time up there. It's the start of football season.
But didn't you say that they were, that CU was the underdog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. Only by 4 points, though, I think it is. 3 or 4 points, something like that. So it's pretty much even matchup. Okay?
There is so much going on. By the way, thanks, Carson. He printed out all this stuff that's going on this weekend that we talked about it earlier, the big hot air balloon thing in Colorado Springs, which is awesome. The Colorado State Fair is going on still. And the final weekend of Waterworld.
Yeah.
Oh.
That makes me sad. That's like,
shut
that
her down.
It's like officially summer's over.
Yeah. It's over. It's over, baby.
Oh, man.
It's time to let the fat lady sing.
It's Keystone's Oktoberfest. Maybe that's where they were going. Keystone's Oktoberfest. The Vail Duck Race. Remember what happened with my duck race?
Yeah.
That was sad.
Yeah.
I bought a bunch of ducks. You guys, I'll tell you real fast again. And then I got a phone call after it was over. And they said, do you want your money back? We left your ducks in our trunk.
Oh. Didn't have a chance. Didn't have a chance.
Ducks never got the race.
No,
you had no
never.
Duck in the water.
And what are you going to do? It's all for charity, so you have to say, no, go ahead.
Well,
and
they
do
know
the
you're not going to get your
exactly.
money back. They know
exactly.
that you're going to say, hey, keep it.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway.
Busy weekend. You know, Cracker Barrel continues to be under the gun, but, you know, they changed the logo back. They made some, they took some, I guess, some controversial stuff off their website, things like that. That CEO, I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to make a comeback or not. But here's the founder. This guy's the founder of Cracker Barrel.
The first one, right?
He's the man.
Yeah,
he's the man. I don't know if he's that old man sitting at the barrel,
maybe.
But he is an old man. He's like 93 years old, and they're asking him about the new CEO and the moves they've made.
Logo rolled out the other day.
Oh, that's crazy. That's nothing. It's a bland nothing.
I feel like you're sitting down at Bud's bar right
now. Did you say how old he was?
93.
93, yeah.
I think he's 93, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. 93.
Logo rolled out the other day.
Oh, that's crazy. That's nothing. It's a bland nothing. It's pitiful.
Do you think she knows the story of Cracker Barrel?
I don't think so. I heard she was a Taco Bell, but what's Taco Bell know about a Cracker Barrel and country food? And the food is something that you need to work on. Spending $700 million to do that is all I've been doing. I'm just throwing money out the street.
He's not holding back.
He is not, right?
This guy's the founder. I don't know what his story is. I don't know where he sold this, at what point in his life, how much money he made. I have no idea.
I'm definitely going to go Google it. I want to know more about him. I like him. He's very, you know.
This old dude is just laying it down. He's one of those old guys with no filter, you know?
Yeah,
whatever's on his mind, he says.
Yeah, I would love to know.
You know, I think they have to fire the CEO.
Yeah,
don't you?
I mean,
the damage
is a debacle. $700 million for what?
And again, I'm not in any way am I saying don't go to a Cracker Barrel. I'd go to a Cracker Barrel today. No problem whatsoever. But I think they've ruined it. I don't think there's coming back from this.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I think they have to let her go.
I mean, you did your part. You told everybody to go.
All right, go. Yeah. Please, go. save the barrel if we can.
Yeah, I mean, because they did the right thing and changed it back. So.
And now they're after crumble cookies online. Have you seen that?
No. What's
yeah. Sugar.
Wait, no, I love crumble cookies.
I do, too. Do not listen. I'll play you what they're saying, okay?
All right.
Now, look. I'll say it up front. Jamie will back me on this. And her, too. We love crumble cookies.
I love crumble cookies.
I'd eat a crumble cookie right now
if it
were here in the studio. In fact, send them over. We'll give you all the promotion you want. But listen to
this.
Illegal. They're coming up. Here's the thing. Online, if they get enough people together to start dissing your company or your product, they can ruin you. They can ruin you online. The internet is evil.
It is evil. You're right. Yeah, they can, for sure.
All right. Here's what they're saying about crumble cookies.
Evil, demonic brands in America today. It's crumble cookie. Gasoline is probably cleaner than a crumble cookie. The owner is making millions of dollars off this product.
One cookie can top 700 calories and over 87 grams. For adults, that's already over three times the daily recommended limit. And for kids, the American Heart Association says they should have no more than 25 grams a day. So one crumble cookie is giving them more than 3 days worth of sugar in just a few bites. Bottom line, this is not dessert. This is a chemical cocktail disguised as a cookie made to fatten their profits and destroy your health.
Don't listen to that.
Wow.
Worse than gasoline. Okay, come on. Hang on. I think it's a lot safer for me to eat a crumble cookie than to drink a glass of gasoline.
Me too. That's insane. That's a little harsh.
It's extreme.
It's
a little over the top.
And by the way, crumble cookies are not something you get every day, right?
No.
I don't even remember to get them. You get them, I take them like to a party or something like that.
It's like a special occasion.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's not like a McMuffin. My
don't
God.
Listen to these stupid people on the internet.
Right? Yeah. I mean, my God.
They love to attack.
It's evil.
I'm telling you.
The words she uses for that cookie are absolutely insane.
Yeah. Listen to the very first part again.
Evil, demonic brands in America today. It's crumble cookie. Gasoline is probably cleaner than a crumble cookie.
No, it's not.
Evil and demonic is crumble cookies.
BJ and Jamie.
Go.
Go where?
Hurry. I just read an article. It says that you have to leave for the mountains now.
Right now.
Yeah. You have to start on I-70 before 1 p.m. Go.
Bye, everybody.
It says the worst traffic starts at 1 p.m. up to the mountains, statistically.
1 p.m.?
On Friday of Labor Day. So go. Hurry.
Highways are going to be packed.
Yeah, it is.
This is a driving weekend.
It is a driving weekend.
It's not really a flying weekend. Although,
that's not true. Because
half a million people are going to go through the airport.
Well, not only that, but Colorado is the eighth most popular destination for Labor Day weekend. Hi, my name is Jamie. I have facts.
Eighth. Who beats us?
It didn't say that in the article. I'm sure it did.
You just read the headline.
No, it was Vail Daily. They just said that.
Vail
put it out. Vail Daily, whatever it's called. It said that we're eighth in the country for people coming to see us over Labor Day weekend.
I came in this morning in a bad mood.
Oh, well.
Because I tried to watch college football last night. And it was rudely interrupted by Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
It's his alma mater.
He played at Cincinnati, and Cincinnati was on playing Nebraska last night. And sure enough, here we go. Travis and Taylor have to show up for the game.
Right.
And it's at Arrowhead, so it's kind of in his backyard.
Yeah.
It's his old school. Okay, but the TV, they just kept showing and showing and showing these two. And boy, did she flaunt that ring.
Well, man. I was thinking about it going back to like when I got engaged, and I will say that I did more things with my left hand than my right hand. You know, like look over there.
Okay.
And like if I flipped right. my hair, I did do it with my left hand because I had a huge ring. And so I was just like, oh my God.
I feel like a lot of women do that.
Yeah.
You and I just watched a couple of clips that they aired on Fox 31. We'll give them props this morning.
Yep.
And you saw what I was talking about.
I did.
Is it not obvious?
It did. So the camera goes to her, right? And she immediately picks up her drink with her left hand. And we looked it up. She's right-handed. She immediately picks up her drink with her left hand and takes a drink. But she doesn't even really take a drink.
No.
She just kind of holds it, you know, and like pretends like, look at my ring.
And the ring finger, she extends off the glass.
Yes, she does.
So you really get a shot at it.
But that tells me she's very proud of him and she's very proud she's engaged. You know, this is her first time, so it's a big deal.
My point is, I'm trying to watch football. You're missing my point.
I'm sorry, I am.
I'm fine with her doing it. If she wants to do that, let's say on, some award show
or
something
saying.
Like that, that's fine with me. I don't care.
I totally did miss
I'm
the point.
I'm trying to watch my football game, and you got these commentators.
You know what?
Oh, there
you
they are,
funny?
The lovebirds.
Because I did go into complete detail about this, and I forgot it was a football game.
It's a football game. You've got schmoes like me. And yeah, I call myself a schmo. You got a schmo like me sitting at home, schmo-mo. All lazy in a recliner, sipping iced tea, eating bonbons. You know what I'm saying. And I'm trying to watch football. And here we are. First game of the season. And here she is.
It says Taylor Swift. And here's the headline about the first game of the season, okay? Taylor Swift stuns in pleated miniskirt as beaming Travis Kelce proudly takes her to see his alma mater in the first outing together since epic engagement.
Oh, yeah.
Her legs are bony.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing.
Have you seen the picture? Are you looking at the picture?
I am.
Look at that picture. You tell me those aren't bony legs.
Okay, but...
You know what? I've seen better legs at Hooters. I'm talking about the chicken legs, that is. Yeah. I'm talking about chicken legs.
Here's the thing. The stunning in the mini skirt. I mean, she's pretty, and it's a mini skirt, but I don't know if... It looks like her outfit is from Kohl's. I'm not going to lie.
It's not stunning.
Okay, it's not stunning. It's pretty bland. And it looks like she bought her outfit at Kohl's, okay? I said it, and I'm tearing women down.
I love Kohl's.
I
love
Kohl's. I bet she got some great Kohl's cash.
Kohl's is not a slam.
No.
But Kohl's is a compliment. I like Kohl's.
Kohl's is everyday wear. Yeah. Yeah. So I just would not call that outfit, like, amazing. I mean, it looks effortless. Oh, that's a good word, Jim.
Effortless? That's fine.
Yeah.
Casual.
Yeah.
Very casual.
Yeah.
It's not stunning.
It's not the Grammys.
It's not
stunning. Strong.
Okay?
Yeah. So
it's just so overhyped. And you got these commentators. You got these two guys last night on the football game, all right? And every time they would go to them, here's what they would say. They would say, oh, there they are, the lovebirds. You should never use the term lovebirds during a football game. You don't use lovebirds.
I mean, okay, I got to tell you something. It's already started, and it's our first game.
It's already started. That's why I'm going off on it this morning. That's not even a pro game that he's playing in.
But it is his alma mater, and it's at Arrowhead. I mean, they should
Stop
be there.
The
it's a double whammy.
They should be there. I mean, without a doubt.
I'm fine with them being there, but we don't have
chunky.
To go to them.
That's some chunky in there.
We don't have to go to them calling them lovebirds on the air.
Well, right.
And she doesn't have to flash that big old diamond.
And by the way, they just, who voted for this? He's the second most annoying NFL player.
I don't know.
Who voted on this?
I don't know.
He's second to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they said.
I don't know. If you ask me to name the top five annoying, I have no list. I can't even think of it.
I would say that Cincinnati Bengal guy. What's his
name? Joe Burrow?
Yeah, he drives me nuts.
I like him.
You do?
Yeah, I think he's solid.
Well, he might be a solid player, but he is very, very fancy.
He's a good kid, too.
He's very fancy.
He is fancy.
Fancy.
But he's not annoying in
my
opinion.
Oh, my God. And he's the one that dissed those kids when he signed their autographs.
Right.
Yeah, he's annoying.
I guess so. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Travis Kelce ended up number two on the list, right, behind Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, anyway.
Well, they're ruining my football already.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm not real happy about it. So, but you know what? For the lovebirds,
get
I hope
used
happy.
To it, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's only just begun.
It's going to be a long season.
Yep.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ, Jamie, morning show. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone.
What?
You just don't listen.
No. I admit that, though. You know?
I know, but I thought by now you'd get better, because if you admit it, that you don't listen, then you'd, like, try harder in your marriage.
I don't think something like listening you can get better at. I think you're either good at it or you're bad at it.
Well, it tells me you need to pay attention to what she's saying.
Yeah, I know.
You guys.
It's listening.
So his wife is going out of town. He's so excited because he gets to watch football, right? Uninterrupted, right? There's no sadness. He's like, yeah, you know, really happy and stuff. But I go, where's she going? He's like, I don't know. Like either like a funeral or like a wedding. I don't know. I'm like, you don't know the difference where she's going?
And two completely different things.
Completely.
Like what?
Not really, if you think about it. Just say it.
Oh my God.
It's a family function. How about that?
Yeah. And then he goes, yeah, I forgot. And I don't want to ask her which one it is, because then she'll know I didn't hear her. Yeah. So I just said to her, well, tell the family I said hi.
Yeah. That covers both.
Keep it generic.
It could be a picnic, funeral, wedding. Could be anything.
What just guy tell the family I said hi. What guy doesn't know if his wife is going to a wedding or a funeral? That is ridiculous.
Seriously.
That is ridiculous.
My, oh my, oh my.
It is. It's insane.
That's a big deal. Like, both of those are kind of a big deal, especially on her, if it's her family.
Yeah, and they're different outfits. Oh, my God.
I feel like you guys should go.
Well, I know. I would know if my husband was going to a wedding or a funeral.
Would you?
I would. Absolutely, I would. I would say on Textnado, wouldn't all of you know if it was a wedding or a funeral? Of course you would.
All right, let's just go with wedding, okay? We'll go with it.
See, I was going with funeral because they're only going for one night.
Yeah, and why aren't you going?
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm staying here.
Why aren't you going?
Yeah.
There's a ball game tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
10 a.m.
Oh, man.
University of Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
BJ needs to see
it. Really?
Season kicks off. Yep.
And they might be already dead, or who knows? Maybe they're just starting their new lives. Look, yeah. Don't know.
If you've already committed to get married, you're doomed. You're done. Okay? So what good's it going to be that I'm there? And if you passed on, then I can't help any. Okay?
It blows my mind. You have no idea.
I know.
Why.
Me too.
Which one?
Me too.
I can't fathom it.
I literally can't put my head around this. No, I'm so sorry. It's just bizarre. Somebody said, how are you even still staying married? Yeah, I think it's just convenient because he cleans and he cooks for her.
He's like a maid.
Yeah, so I think that I get think it. That's why.
Are you guys done?
Yeah, yeah, we
Keepers,
are.
Creepers, man. Some way to start your Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my God.
All right, so TikTok.
Yes.
Is it going away?
This is bizarre.
Is it going away?
I don't get our president. I have to be honest with you guys. All right, so on August 19th, the president of the United States of America joined TikTok. The White House officially started a TikTok account, and we were all like, wait a minute, you said it was dangerous and whatever. And so he started this TikTok account. It has millions of followers already. And they do short little videos on TikTok. And then now he's announced that September 17th, they have to sell it or whatever on September 17th. And it's a hard, hard, you know, got to do it. They're not going to wave on it. But you just joined it. Now you're saying it's got to go away on September 17th. It's so bizarre.
I've not heard any updates on anybody buying this thing.
No.
So maybe it is going away.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But why did you join it and now you're going to ban it?
Well, it's not him.
Yes, it is. It says it's the White House's official account.
It's the White House, but it's not the president.
Well, guess who he is.
You know? But I'm saying he's not the one posting on it.
Well, they say he is, but
yeah,
whatever.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't see him cutting videos for TikTok.
It is weird, though, that we haven't heard one single thing about this.
Nobody has bought this thing, right?
No, and there's always a rumor that, we've got a group together, or there's a bunch of billionaires that are going to buy it.
It's all
in good hands, and then it never comes to fruition.
Yeah, it's really weird. So now September 17th is the hard go.
I can't imagine it be going away. There's just too much money behind it.
Well, not only that, they just joined it. Yeah. It's so weird.
So the 17th.
Yeah,
that's September 17th, man.
They say this time he really means it.
All right.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
I know, right? Yeah, so
I don't see it going away.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it'll go away, but I think they have to sell it. And so, you know, a Bezos, Elon Musk, all those guys will get together and maybe buy it.
People are asking about Fidel. We got the news yesterday. The dog did pass. It passed away yesterday. The dog was in bad shape. It was in really bad shape. And we've all been there with pets or whatnot. And so he took the rest of the week off, up until now. He'll be back on Tuesday. So
correct.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
It's sad, but like I said, if you've had pets, you've been through this. And
but you're always so mad at yourself that you let an animal break your heart like that. Yeah. Like you kind of get like, oh my God, you kind of have to. Like with Clifford, I love that cat so much. And I was like, am I really crying over a cat? Come on, get it together, Jamie. You know, it's just weird. You have to like talk yourself like, stop being so crazy about this stupid cat. And then you're like, but I loved him so much.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad, devastating.
I mean, he loved that dog. I know. That dog was his life.
Yep. So.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is a Friday. The Labor Day weekend is here. A lot going on. Powerball this weekend. $950 million, folks. $950 million. And guess what? If nobody wins, it goes to over a billion.
Whoa, is that how that works?
Oh, yeah.
Is that, it does?
Good luck.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, 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 da. It's Labor Day weekend. Okay, so let me just tell you, here's what the Vail Daily whatever newspaper is saying statistically for driving up to Vail and back. They said you need to leave between before 1 or 2 because it gets crazy, although somebody already said that 285 is a little sticky right now. But you need to leave today before 1-ish, 2-ish.
Leave
like
now.
That.
That's
leave
what now. She say.
Yeah. And then you need to come back on Sunday.
Sunday? Oh, no. That ruined your holiday.
I know.
Monday is Labor Day.
I understand.
I do agree, though. I think you need a day off after Labor Day to truly enjoy your Labor Day.
But they're saying to avoid traffic, you need to leave Sunday. I was like, that's not helping.
No.
Yeah, morons.
Or you leave Monday morning, but then that ruins your Labor Day.
Exactly. I was like, I think the best thing is stay Monday night, take Tuesday off.
I agree.
Or do what I did before, which is I left at I left at 2 a.m. On Tuesday morning and made it to work.
Yep.
Oh. I've done that too. And there was nobody on the road.
Oh,
nobody.
Yeah, I bet you flew.
Yeah, I did. So that was cool too. A little tired for the show, but other than that, it was good. All right, anyway, so just expect a lot of traffic for this weekend. It's going to be awesome. They're also expecting 500,000 people for DIA, so make sure you go early for that as well. All right, I was just looking at this. Taylor Swift stuns in pleated miniskirt as beaming Travis Kelce proudly takes her to see his alma mater in first outing together since epic engagement. Oh, my God!
They don't look happy.
Well, he does seem like he was ignoring her a little bit. I wasn't pleased with
annoyed.
That.
Annoyed. He was annoyed.
No,
with
he
her.
Was just talking to his buddy. And so it's so uncomfortable when you know the camera's on you and your fiance is talking to his buddy and not paying attention to you.
Mm-hmm.
For the cameras.
Well, you're at a football game.
Yeah.
I mean, she probably hard to converse with during the game because, you know, he's probably talking plays, the ins and outs of the games. So that's why he's talking to his buddies.
I understand, but you feel left out, you know? She's just standing there awkwardly. Well, the camera comes to him. He's talking to his buddy about the plays and football. And she's just like, Travis, the camera's on me. Oh, my God, do something about me. Look over here.
You know, I never saw a shot last night of her and that Brittany Mahomes lady.
Oh, yeah, where's Brittany?
She was there.
Oh, she was?
She was at the game, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You could see her sitting next to Patrick. I don't even know if they were in the same booth.
Oh, really?
I feel like they weren't, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Is there trouble in paradise?
I don't know. I don't know if those two are speaking. They went in together. There's video of them entering the stadium together.
And I'm sure if they wanted to sit together, they could sit together.
Well, I mean, do they have that kind of pull?
I bet you Taylor realized what a problem Britney is and how annoying she is, and she just kind of
No, it doesn't make sense. They walked
herself.
In together though.
That well, doesn't.
Yeah,
friends.
But you gotta save yeah. face. I mean, that's your husband or your fiance's best friend. So you gotta be nice.
Oh,
to
maybe
her.
That is true. Maybe they did walk in together to just be like, okay, we're cool.
And then Taylor's and then like, I gotta get away from you.
That could be true.
Maybe
you don't know. You know, we don't know.
We don't care.
Somebody said the news did say they were in the same suite. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they were or not. I just didn't see them together in that suite.
All I know is they just look adorable together, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And now people are doing AI babies of them. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, creating a baby, the little Taylor, whatever, Kelsey baby. So cute.
I know.
Oh my God.
Just precious.
It is precious. It's so precious. Let's see here. All right. What else was I going to tell you? Hold on. There was a lot going on. Oh yeah. You know who else is pregnant? Not that I said that she was pregnant,
who?
But that Anna Kournikova. Do you remember her, that famous tennis star?
Oh, yeah.
She married Enrique Iglesias. She married him. And I was just diving deeper. She's 44. This is her fourth baby. Remember, she was just a gorgeous tennis star. And she married Enrique. And then this is her fourth kid. I was looking at it. He's worth like over $100 million.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
He was big at one time, though.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he was that big. Yeah. $100 million still to this day?
To this day, he's one of the biggest Latin pop artists. And his that one song, I forgot what it was, but it's earned over like 6 billion views.
You got to learn to say his name, though.
Enrique.
No, it's not Enrique.
It's Enrique.
Enrico.
No, it's Enrique.
Enrique.
It's
Enrique.
It's Enrique.
You got to roll the R's. Enrique.
Enrique. Anyway, and then I was looking up, and guess what? His dad, Julio.
Julio.
Julio. $619 million.
Oh, that's why he's worth $100 million.
No, Enrique is a huge star. Huge
well, I know he is.
Latin
he was
star.
A big, big star, but I didn't think he was $100 million worth.
Yeah, just 6 weeks ago, I was just looking. 6 weeks ago, his that one big song just hit 6 billion views.
Well.
6 weeks ago. Yeah.
Way to go, Enrique.
And then Julio worth $619 million. Remember that song?
He died, didn't he?
I don't know.
I think Julio Iglesias died.
He's working on a Netflix show. He's 80.
Oh, maybe he's still around?
I don't know when the article was written, but I don't know. Did he die? Oh, no. I thought he was still alive.
No, he's still alive.
Okay.
Yeah. Julio?
And they're making a documentary about his life.
Yeah, he's 81.
To all the girls I loved before.
Yeah, he's suave.
Must a big whore.
He's a suave guy.
Isn't that how it went?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. BJ. All right, anyway. Cardi B is making a big deal. I guess she's in court because she allegedly cut some girl with her nails. She was in a...
wait a minute. That's what this is about?
Yeah.
She cut some girl with her nails?
Yeah.
And that's why she's on trial?
Cardi is accused of assaulting, striking, and spitting on Ellis, as well as slicing her face with her long fingernail.
Wow.
The security guard filed the lawsuit against her in 2020, and it's just now going to court. Listen, this security guard followed and recorded her at an obstetrician's office. So she's at an obstetrician's office, and then this security guard is like, oh, my God, Cardi B, and was following her and taking pictures of her.
Do you remember when this happened and it made news?
Nope.
I don't either.
Mm-mm. Nope. Cardi testified she was walking through a Beverly Hills obstetrician's office during her four-month pregnancy when Ellis, who worked at the building, began following her and recording her on a cell phone. She denied that she did all that stuff, you know, like hit her and spit on her and cut her with her nail, but she admitted she did call her a bitch. However, what's going viral is all her sarcastic facial expressions, and she's even making the courtroom laugh.
What do you think?
I think she did it.
Me too. Guilty.
Right?
Well, yeah, she did it.
Yeah, so.
You wouldn't be in that courtroom if you didn't do it.
Yeah, well, the girl filed suit against her, so that's why she's in the courtroom. But
she did it.
I know. I feel like she did too. Let's see here. Taco Bell rolled out AI voice ordering. Remember, like 500 locations last year. They do it at McDonald's. They do it a lot of places. This AI, you know, like, can I take your order, please?
Yep.
But I guess it's has so many problems, glitches, delays, and then people prank it too. Like one guy ordered 18,000 cups of water. Yeah. And AI took the order.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess Taco Bell is joining McDonald's and pulling back on AI after these huge investments. It's just not working out for them. So that's the latest, greatest. Let's hear. What else did I want to tell you? Hold on. I forgot. I left stuff. Oh, Coochie Tran. You know Coochie Charcuterie Tran?
Yeah.
She is loving dating Deion Sanders. That's what she said. Here's number one.
I saw that you took a liking into football recently. Oh, look at that smile.
If I wasn't having fun, I wouldn't be in it. I'm at a point in my life, like, I know what I want. I've dated a lot. I've done a lot. I did this. I did that. Young, old, da-da-da-da-da. And so if I wasn't happy and content, yeah, feeling good in my situation, I'm not wasting my time.
Yes.
I don't have the time for it. I'd rather be at home, namaste, child, in bed at 9 o'clock doing my own thing if I'm not happy, you know? So I'm in a good place.
I love that.
Yeah.
We're here for it.
I wonder if Coochie Tran's going to be at the game tonight.
I don't know.
On the sideline. Maybe she's on the sideline with Deion.
I don't know, but you really jacked up my head about the Coochie Tran thing. I'll tell you that right now. Because you're the one that brought up, like, he has to wear Depends to bed.
Yeah, he does. Well, he's a bedwetter now. Yeah, and Coochie Tran's in there in the bed with him, and yeah, it's just what it is.
I know, but
you got to live with it, right? But I'd like to see her on the sidelines tonight. I think that would add a little flair to it.
Yeah, it would add, right? Some flair, yeah.
Some flair. We need flair up there. We don't have enough at CU.
And then Carson, obviously, is filling in for Schmidl because Schmidl's dog passed away. And he gave me some amazing audio about George Thorogood and Mick Jagger having a fight.
Oh, this is hilarious.
I don't even get it. I mean, I'm trying to think about who George Thorogood is.
Didn't he die?
No.
But can you look him up and see if he's alive?
Yeah, he's
I ran
alive.
Into George once.
He just did a show. I mean, I don't know. There's no like record of a beef, but I don't even know why he said this, but it's just so funny to me.
So I guess he was walking out of Houston's House of Blues, right? The House of Blues in Houston. And he was walking out, and then out of nowhere, I think he's senile, out of nowhere, he said something disparaging about Mick Jagger. Here's the audio.
Love the show, my man. Loved it. He's still rocking.
You tell Mick Jagger he can suck on that.
Yeah.
USA.
I ran into him one night. I'm at it's called the Volunteer Jam, okay? They invite all these artists. I'm walking through this area backstage, and there sits George Thorogood with a guitar, smoking a cigarette. Just sitting on one of those speaker cases.
Is he saying you can suck on that because he's old and as old as Mick Jagger? Is that what he's saying?
He could,
like,
yeah.
I have just as much stamina as Mick Jagger.
Yeah, I can move just like that guy or better than that guy. I just thought it was hilarious.
It was just out of nowhere, though. George Thorogood just saying to Mick Jagger, you can suck on that. Like, that just seems mean, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit mean. And then finally, Sabrina Carpenter tells Gayle King. Well, first of all, Gayle King interviewing Sabrina Carpenter is kind of funny in its own right. But about her music, here it is.
I think there are some people that would listen to the music and they'd be clutching their pearls.
Correct.
Yeah, but then I'm thinking, but then the song isn't for you.
It is not for the pearl clutchers. The album is not for any pearl clutchers. No, but I also think that even pearl clutchers can listen to an album like that in their own solitude.
Yes.
And find something that makes them smirk and chuckle to themselves.
No, because it's sexual. It's also very powerful. It's also very vulnerable.
I think that's the thing, is sometimes people hear the lyrics that are really bold and they go, well, I don't want to sing this in front of other people. It's like, it's almost too, it's TMI.
Uh-huh.
But I think about being at a concert with, you know, however many young women I see in the front row that are screaming at the top of their lungs with their best friends. And you can go like, oh, we can all like sigh of relief. Like, this is just fun. And that's all it has to be.
God, they're boring. All I think about when I hear Gayle King is like her and Oprah do scissor stuff. It's weird. Do you think about that?
No, I don't think I do.
I totally do.
All the time. All,
no, right? Like, yeah. I totally, it just goes through my head. Like, I wonder how that looks. What are they doing? Like, that is just, that's
the dynamics.
Are we
right?
done?
Are we yeah,
done?
Yeah, we're done. There you go. Tablet trash.
Are we done?
Yep.
We're close to done, right? All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Weekend is here. Labor Day weekend. Let's go.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Man, what an app. We're there live. And the podcast later on after 10 a.m.
Can I just, I've never seen somebody so wrapped up in their own car.
What do you mean?
I mean, listen, I love my cars. I do. But Carson's a lot of drama about his car. Like if it gets a little scuff mark, he like cries. He literally cries.
Yeah.
If it gets scuffed, if he accidentally curbs it or whatever, if anybody puts even fingerprints are an issue about his car. Do you know that they have to use the handles? They can't put their fingers on it.
Some people have that relationship with their vehicle.
They
absolutely love it. It's a human being. They even give it names.
Yes.
You know, they name their car.
Yeah.
Some people have that. I've never done that. I've never named a car.
Mm.
But some people just absolutely love it.
But
this one, he's going through a tough one on this one, though.
Yeah.
This one's gotten real serious, you know.
But to me, there's just decisions to be made, and you just make them, and then you move on with life.
All right, we won't explain it.
All right, his car's jacked up. That's what's happened.
Yeah, basically, I'm at a point where, so I put $4,500 into it to fix some repairs that needed to be fixed. The warranty company came back, and they fixed some stuff. But now I'm at a point where I either just get rid of it,
that's
or
really
I
do.
Flip the coin, take a gamble, and see if because, so I'm at a point where I need to get the front and rear differential actually fixed. It's going to cost $14,000.
You trade it in. You trade it in. That's what you do. You trade it in.
But it's my dream car.
See what I mean?
Like,
not
it's
anymore.
My dream
it's
car.
It's not your dream car.
She's let you down. She's seeing another man.
Yeah, you got to trade it in.
You got to let her go.
Here's what really gets me, though.
And they won't know about the differential, so just trade it in.
I know, but I paid it off last month.
Oh, no.
Literally, I have no car payment.
Yeah,
for the first time in a long time.
Oh, no. I didn't know that
part.
Rotten luck, man.
That's why it's just sticking in my side.
Now you have to take out a $14,000 loan against
your
house.
Not only is it my dream car, I'm not going to find another car like this. There's only literally 30 of these on the market.
Well, yeah,
and they don't
they
make
all
them
fall
any-
apart.
No.
That's why there's only 30 left.
They don't make
they
them anymore.
They all fell
anymore.
In the junkyard.
You got to get rid of it.
You
don't
do.
Have a choice.
And the thing
You're
is,
done.
You'll trade it in. You'll get nothing for it, hardly. But they won't know about the differential stuff, you know? And then they'll just fix it and sell it to somebody else that'll enjoy it. And you'll drive by and see it.
Some other sucker.
I'm going to be driving. I don't even know what I'm going to drive. I've never been looking. I haven't really looked at any cars because I'm not interested in any other cars.
I know, because your car is cool. It is a great car, and it's fast.
And the color is, it's, they don't even make it anymore.
And I bought you a cooler to match it. Now
I know!
To, now
you, I didn't even think about that!
Now your cooler won't match your new car that you traded in for.
No!
This is horrible. This is horrible.
Yeah, it's bad luck.
It is
no
bad
doubt about
luck,
it,
right?
And I feel for anybody that has that kind of car problem, especially, and it's
off.
Funny how it works, that you seem to have these problems just when the warranty runs out.
Yeah, and just,
that's
and
when, they
just when he paid off the car, too.
Literally last month, my last payment.
I do feel like there's a computer system that knows it.
I do, too.
I swear,
I'm telling you, there's something to it.
It.
You
weird.
See it too much.
Yeah.
You see where somebody's warranty will go out. A week later, the transmission falls into the
it's
driveway.
It's a true story,
it's
right?
Like, what the hell? I saw a car just a few days ago. Felt so bad for the person. It was brand new. Still had the temporary tags on it, everything. The front end's all smashed.
Oh, my God.
They had just bought the car,
God, right?
And it's all wrecked. At least that one's covered. Yours isn't even covered now.
Some people say anybody that I know that had their differential fixed within 2 to 3 years, they had to have it fixed again. It's not worth it, buddy. Then somebody else said, fix it. $14,000 in repairs is cheaper than a new car payment. Oh,
no,
man. I don't know.
Not with this particular vehicle.
I don't know. It's a beautiful car, though. And there's only, what, 30 of them on the road?
30 of them.
It's a Model T.
30 of them. 30 of them for sale in the entire country.
Oh, for sale. Okay. Yeah.
That brand, though, has a bad rep. when it comes to repairs.
I love my Jeep.
I'm just saying, they have a bad.
You
bad
should get
brand.
That Nighthawk one.
The Trackhawk?
Yeah.
It's like $100,000.
I know, but it's so cool and it's so loud. Yeah. The muffler on the mufflers are like rah, 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 rah.
Hey Jamie, can I have a Trackhawk for Christmas?
Yeah, sure. Let me get on that.
Yeah. Instead of spending $14,000 here, just make that a down payment on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom, you're in.
It's a great car. I love that one. That fast one.
Car problems suck.
They do.
I mean, they really set you back.
Right?
And it's just so draining even thinking about all this crap.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's not that. Like, come on. There are bigger problems in the world.
Not in this world.
Not right now.
Because they don't make that color anymore. No.
It's my baby.
Happy Labor Day.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
That is the weekend. And it is the weekend. Labor Day weekend.
Whoa, yeah, that was, cool, huh? You know what? Pretty good cool. call on that one. Yeah,
well, you know me. I'm a programming genius around here.
You really are. That is great.
I got to tell you, I've never felt so confident about winning the Powerball than I feel right now this weekend. We are on a roll around here. Folks, there's no use you even getting tickets.
No,
Jamie and I are going to win.
Because we got Victory Victor.
Yeah, Victory Victor is on the scene. Now, let me explain this real quick here, okay? And I can do it quickly. All right, Powerball Pete, Powerball, get it. He does the office pool. Well, he's out of town this week, and he's been terrible. He's been terrible
at
buying tickets.
Well, he buys them at Panera Bread, like you said.
He gets them, yes, over Panera Bread. Now, that's not a place.
Highlands Ranch, like the fancy places.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at Powerball winners, you find seedy places.
Exactly.
You find liquor stores down at a 7-Eleven in the seedy part of town. That's where you want to get your tickets, right?
Yeah.
Well, this Victor guy that works here at the radio station is taking over because Powerball Pete's going to be out of town. And this guy, he likes the seedy part of town. And that's where we're going to buy our tickets this weekend, and we're going to win.
He knows a liquor store where they spell it with a K.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what he said.
Liquor with a K.
Yeah, he said, I know a place, it's so bad that they spell liquor, they take out the Q and use a K because they don't know any better.
He also said that he knows a place where he can actually buy tickets and get a massage at the same time.
I didn't hear him say that, but okay.
Well, I'm just saying, seedy.
We're going low. Okay.
I mean, get a rub down and win a lottery.
But, well, he didn't say anything like that, even remotely close. But okay, he went with the K joke. I will give him that. But he didn't say anything about getting rubbed down. No, he did not.
All right. Maybe I exaggerated. Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe
you did.
He said he could buy tickets from a food truck on Federal. That's what he told me.
I don't know what's
happening.
We're
going to win
now. He's all wound up because it's the weekend.
$950 million.
I know. I do feel better about him buying them than Powerball.
Well,
Pete.
It can't get worse.
Well, I know. What's our top win? $12?
$12. We had 100 tickets, folks. 100. And won $12. Last week, we only won 6.
I know. Yeah. But that's because he buys them.
We're going
Panera
backwards. Can't wait for Powerball Pete to get out of town.
So here's the funny part. Well, it's not that funny, but it's funny to me. So I finally paid BJ the $40 I owed him. Finally.
Finally. Today. Cash.
I gave him cash. I paid him $40, right? Yep. So what happened was then Victor came in and he's like, hey, I need $20 from everybody because I'm buying for Saturday and Monday because you guys won't be here. And I'm like, okay, and I look at my purse and I only have $10 left. So I have to give the $10 to BJ. He uses one of the 20s and now I owe him $10.
Vicious circle.
It is a vicious. I'm always in debt.
I swear. I'm always owed. Here I sit right now.
I know.
Having to foot the bill again for her.
It's all going to be worth it.
We're going to win. Yeah. Seedy. A rub down and tickets at the same time. Imagine that. A massage parlor.
Do you know how much he's cringing right now? He does not want to be that guy. You make people things that they are not.
I guess it's time to go.
God, you ruin friendships, relationships. We didn't even get to Nate.
Who's Nate?
Neil. Wait, what was his name yesterday? Neil or Nate? The guy I'm
Niall.
Niall.
Yeah.
The guy I'm supposed to go out with.
Oh, no. We never got to Niall. We'll do that Tuesday.
Because I'm in denial.
Yeah. No, that's Niall.
Niall.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. I don't even know his name. I'm supposed to go out with him?
No. Niall. No, it's Niall, right?
You are correct. Yeah. Not Nate.
Yeah.
Who's Nate?
I don't know.
That was last week's boyfriend.
Threw me off on Nate. That threw me for a loop.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Be safe out there. Remember, don't drink and drive. Don't do anything crazy. And just have some fun. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. When Tuesday comes, you'll also get to register for Bar Bingo.
That's right.
9 a.m. Tuesday morning. Can't wait for that. That thing's going to be up and ready to go for you. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.